I have talked about food before in a previous episode, but that was about the feeling of hunger being an essential empathetic tool. Here I want to talk about taste being an essential empathetic tool. In our little sister, we experience food a lot. Not as a big deal or held up on a pedestal, not food porn, but as a daily component to our daily lives. Koledo Hirakaza shows a brief shot of the food being cooked or prepared, so we can get an idea of texture and flavour. But not so detailed where it's so precise that we know what it should taste like, but instead allows us to bring our own food experiences to it. Then the characters eat it, and someone will say why this food is important to them. A memory. One that the main characters or other periphery characters recall, and this happens for almost all of them. The characters in Our Little Sister connect with taste. The familiar scent opens a door to a previous time. And as an audience member, I can't think of another film that I've experienced that with. Cinema as a form doesn't allow that as much. Cinema is about sight and sound. A film can show us a memory or let us hear it, but it can't let us imagine a situation and then empathize with the character that's imagining. It may seem silly, and saying it like that sounds absurd, but for me, imagining how a doorway to this memory tastes rather than see or be told a memory is more powerful. There's a sereneness to it. It doesn't make us passive, but active in the nuances of these characters' lives. We bring something of our own to their subjective experiences. Thanks for listening.